Yeah, it's so dangerous. I mean, AI technology is amazing and it does lots of things to make our lives a little bit more convenient. And yeah, it helps us in many ways, I'm sure. My children love it too. But unfortunately, scammers love it and they are using it to make absolutely scary, convincing videos of celebrities, of politicians. And there was one making the rounds a number of months ago, and we haven't seen the last of it, where it looked like a video of Prime Minister Carney sitting on a couch on a morning show with like CBC or CTV being interviewed about a cryptocurrency investment that he was promoting for the federal government that everyone should invest in. And
I saw
basically, did
that.
you see this
Yes.
one?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yep. And I mean, it was telling people basically, all you have to do is invest $250 or $350, and you're going to see these crazy returns. And the video, it's hard to find it now, but I have seen snippets of it still online. And it is very convincing.
And that is the whole thing with crypto is, you know, you just toss a couple of bucks in, but you're going to be a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And an RCMP officer gave me a great tip once. He said, if you don't know what cryptocurrency is and you don't really understand it, you have no business buying it or
Uh-oh.
dealing with it. Right?
I was bored. I was bored during COVID.
Yeah, cryptocurrency. I have been to a number of very intensive talks by people who specialize in cryptocurrency, and I still don't really understand most of it. I mean, cryptocurrency, you know, kudos to those people who educate themselves and are very invested, but the rest of us have no business buying any cryptocurrency. And unfortunately, with videos like what I described and many more, we're seeing seniors being targeted and falling for these. So all they do is click on that video or click on a link in that video, and then they're being inundated with phone calls and emails by these crypto scammers who are trying to get them to invest more money. And I've been talking to a family recently. Their mom is a senior in the Red Deer area, and she's lost thousands of dollars to the scam. And they've had to take her cell phone away because the scammers keep calling her over and over and over every day, and they can't seem to get through to her to stop picking up the phone, Mom. These are not your friends.
Oh my gosh. See, and I talked to my mom. She says, you know what I do, Sean? I don't answer the phone ever.
Honestly, it's not a bad way to go. I mean, scammers rarely leave voicemails. So if you aren't sure and you just let it go to voicemail and they actually leave a message, it's probably going to be a call you actually care about.
Exactly. Julie Matthews, she's a consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator. I was perusing your TikTok on the weekend. I see the paving scam has made its way into the cities now, huh?
Yes, paving scam, we've talked about it before on the show, and you know, we hear about it more in rural areas, but yeah, some areas of Edmonton were being targeted by the paving scammers recently, going door to door, the usual thing. We have some leftover asphalt, it can give you a really great deal. And I don't know if you saw the global news coverage, but there's been some interesting videos online about this, and they literally took a shovel, Sean, and were able to lift the asphalt.
Oh, good Lord. It's quality stuff, is it?
Oh my goodness, I hate to laugh because I feel so bad for these families,
Yeah.
but that's how poor the quality is. You really, really need to do your research.
Julie, where can we find you online?
You bet. You can find me on my website, juliematthews.ca, or on any of the social media platforms.
Love having you on the show. Truly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.